Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, the podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Podbean, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Listener shout out this week goes to Anita. Anita is a dear friend and colleague of mine who is a great fan of the show and tells all of her friends about it. So let's keep that up, Anita. Thank you for your listenership. I really appreciate it. This just in from Fun Cheap SF. Bart reopens Powell Street station restrooms for the first time in 20 years. To celebrate, Bart's hosting a toilet paper ribbon cutting on February 2nd. Now, obviously, this happened a few days ago, but I couldn't resist sharing it for a whole bunch of reasons. Let's begin. The website writes, on Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, at 11 a.m., Bart will hold a ribbon cutting event with rolls of toilet paper to mark the reopening of the Powell Street station restrooms that have been closed for more than 20 years. Restrooms at 10 of Bart's underground stations have been closed since 9/11 because of safety concerns. Powell Street stations, two public restrooms, are the first to reopen as part of the agency's efforts to prioritize the needs of transit riders, especially now during the pandemic recovery. So the pandemic started 2 years ago. The restrooms were closed 20 years ago. It's been a long time since 9/11. Restrooms all around the world reopened. These did not. I don't buy it. But let's hear what one of our esteemed county supervisors has to say. Quote, reopening restrooms represents a big step towards delivering the world-class transit our riders deserve, said BART board member Bevan Dufty. I thank every individual who raised their voice to insist that bathrooms are a human right. End quote. Seriously, only in San Francisco do we turn toilets into something that has to do with Amnesty International or some other human right cause. Let's keep going. The article goes on to say the restrooms are designed similar to an airport restroom using environmental design to promote safety. The two restrooms are all gender with LED lighting, la, 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 touchless sink, yada, yada, yada. You can wash your hands. There's a drinking fountain and a water bottle filling station. Okay, that's fine. It's a state-of-the-art restroom, one that is not to be missed. The restrooms will be staffed for at least the first 2 months to promote proper use of the space and offer staff presence. BART is bringing in community members from the Oakland-based organization District Works to serve as attendants. So let's translate that. What that really means is the restrooms will be staffed for at least the first 2 months to make sure nobody is shooting up in the restroom, they're not washing their body in the restroom, they're not doing who knows what else in the restroom, maybe sleeping in the restroom, panhandling in the restroom. So let's just call that what it is. Funding for the Powell restrooms comes from a voter-approved measure, including BART's Measure RR, SFCTA's Prop K, and the statewide infrastructure bond Prop 1B. Again, that's how we're paying for it. Great. The remaining underground restrooms are to be opened at Civic Center, 16th Street Mission, 24th Street Mission, and 12th Street Oakland stations. The estimated funding needed to reopen all of the closed restrooms is approximately $14 million through the fiscal year 2026. I have no idea why it costs that much money, but what the hell? I mean, the city's been putting in roundabouts everywhere for at least the last 5 years and probably cost it $10,000 to $20,000 each. So it really adds up. But I'm telling you, restrooms in a train station being celebrated as some landmark achievement, put that in the Only in San Francisco file. And you know, I read right over it, but I think deserves a revisit. The quote from Bevan Dufty, quote, reopening restrooms represents a big step towards delivering the world-class transit our riders deserve. End quote. Are you kidding? World-class transit and San Francisco? I've never seen those words in the same sentence, the same paragraph, the same chapter, the same book. because we just don't have it here. Reopening restrooms does not make your transit system world class. Having clean, affordable, on-time transit, something that's convenient for people, something that actually works well and doesn't cost a fortune, something where you feel safe, that's world-class transit. Sorry, Bevan, a restroom in a single BART station after 20 years of being closed, that is not world-class transit. And by the way, people have been just using the BART station as a big toilet anyway. If you've ever been in those stairwells, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So enough about toilets and BART stations, though the two things are nearly indiscernible from one another. Let's take a look at what's going on Nextdoor today. Sasha writes, in all caps and bolded, by the way, lock your car doors. I forgot to lock my car last night. It was car parked in my driveway. I came out this morning to find that someone had gone through my glove box. I don't think anything was taken. I even left my nice designer sunglasses in the car, and those were still there. They must have been only looking for cash. This has happened twice before to my husband's car in our driveway. I assume someone is going around trying car doors to see if any are unlocked. Just a reminder to, all caps, lock your car and don't keep any cash in your car too. Sasha, if there were a award for the most vapid thing I've seen on Nextdoor of late, it would be this. Let's just break it down. So we know you have nice designer sunglasses and you just leave them in your car, dumb. And you didn't lock your car door, dumb. And you posted a picture of the inside of your car and there's stuff everywhere. And it looks like you keep stuff visible. I'm not just talking about the things that the person rifled through your glove box, dumb. Your husband's done it twice, dumb. I mean, come on. Really? And if you've got a driveway, why don't you park inside your garage? Or better yet, why don't you just sell your car, because that's the environmentally right thing to do, and start taking BART? Guess what, Sasha? They're reopening the toilets in the Powell Street station. So it's a win-win. There you go. But if you look at the comment right below the original post, Benson writes, are you certain your car was unlocked or just assumed, since no broken windows and locks? Since you parked in the driveway, and it's a Lexus, with probably a proximity sensor key, and we know where this is going, right? Listen, Sasha, my money's on Benson as being the guy who rifled through your glove box, because he was able to figure out from the picture that you're driving a Lexus. He probably saw that you keep stuff in your car, have seen you walking around in your designer sunglasses and thought, I bet she left the proximity key within 10 feet of the car somewhere, likely in the garage where she doesn't park the car. So I'm just going to go try the lock and see what I can get. I guess, though, the designer sunglasses didn't look good on Benson. So he ended up just leaving them behind and looking through the rest of your stuff. I will say one thing though, Sasha, based on the picture, I do appreciate that you wear masks and you've got like 40 of them in your glove box. That is really a good thing. So thank you for that. So what do you think? What do you think about bathrooms and BART stations and Sasha's designer sunglasses and Benson's extensive knowledge of proximity keys? Tell me, leave me a comment. Go up to www.gildedgarbagecan.com. and let me know what you think. Also, if you have a chance, head on over to the Gilded Garbage Can store on Zazzle. That's Zazzle.com, where you will find some pretty cool GGC branded masks, t-shirts, notebooks, mouse pads, and a whole lot more. Buy it for yourself, buy it for a friend. They make great gifts, and Valentine's Day is coming up. Until next time. Thank you.